Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I don't know who it is for, Barcelona. Gandlula. Gandlula, Mda Sekai. I don't know who it is for. Gandlula. Kodwa Elba, Lomlilo Ukuwe this morning. Ungadluli nendumiso yakho. Ungadluli nendumiso yakho. Ungadluli nokholo lwakho. Kodwa kona, Gandlula, Mda Sekai. Gandlula. Gandlula, Gandlula, Gandlula. Yes, kubuhlungu ngoku. Yes, ukhathazekile. Yes, they've betrayed you. Yes, bakhuluma ngawe, bahleba ngawe, bakuhlaba ngamazwi. Yes, kuyadlula. Kuyadlula konke. Uthi mama omahlaba uboyiqaphela into kokubona xa umlilo sowushushu kakhulu, ungacingi bamhlambe you know ingxaki yimbiza ingxaki ayingomlilo ingxaki ayombiza ingxaki into engaphakathi le idinga uvuthwa kunento engaphakathi bazalwane that needs to be subjected to certain situations every now and again uthi Jesu Christ in the book of John chapter 15 abide in me and I will abide in you and when you do that you will be able and then he carries on verse 2 you are clean because of the words that are spoken in you when you have no branch can bear fruit unless it is connected to me no one can bear fruit in order for you to bear fruit you must remain in me and I will remain in you gamanya maxesha mtasekhaya to remain in Christ it means to be subjected to the same death that he was in fact not gamanya maxesha all the time it means to be subjected to the same death ukufa kwenyama a decision every day that I am inyama nzayiqoba eyam inyama nzayiqoba eyam inyama I'm going to lay it down before the cross to pick up umnqamlezo kaThixo and to follow Jesus wherever he goes gamanya maxesha mntasekhaya uhlale enkosini it means uyakwazi nozibamba nezitray bullets ebezingalinde ebezingezanga kuwe ngoba uhleli kule ndawo sixa zidubula izinto zobumnyama zidubule mhlambe zifumane nawe mtasekhaya but xa uhleli kuThixo therein is your protection you don't need to worry kuyadlula kuyadlula this morning kulapha there's somewhere where we are going and kusekutheni into kokubana dicela indumiso yakho ingadluli nezinto jongene nazo dicela indumiso yakho this morning ingadluli nezinto zivayo dicela indumiso yakho this morning ingadluli imzalwane you know I don't know why bazalwane you know this morning ukuhleba Hey, ukuhleba, ukuhleba, ukuhleba. I didn't realize gossip had such an ability to kill. Hey, bazalwane, gossip is a weapon. It kills, it steals, and it destroys. Asuka umzalwane unprovoked. Ayothetha, thetha, thetha izinto ezingekhoyo. That's why uYesu Kristu ethetha about the yeast. Niyayibona yeast that is able to affect every, like the whole entire batch of dough. This morning, kuyadlula ndicela lonto kuyo ingadluli nendumiso yakho we are going to the word of god we are going to be looking at 1 kings chapter 3 this morning we're looking at the heart of wisdom that god gave to solomon and his first case as a judge over the people of israel ngombonga ngani na ntsindiso maseka
you're at 657 am radio caring 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
10 minutes before the top of the hour this morning. On the other side of 6 o'clock, we're taking your calls on 012-334-1322. We're taking your messages, my family, on 0826572729. Sifuna umvuthixuba uthini na kuwe this morning. Njengoba etheta this morning, etheta about his righteous judgment and talking about the importance yokuhlala kuye. This morning, etheta uThixo nathi about the importance you understand his workmanship, that sometimes uzawusebenza ngendlela ezingemandanga, but it is him that's working. Siyamvuthixo, siyavuseleleka this morning, bazalwane. We are looking forward to iPentecost. Sisahlele ezinyaweni zikaThixo. Siyavuma ukuba And so this morning we are going to get our word of devotion from the book of 1 Kings chapter 3. And we are going to look at, so we're going to start from verse 16. We're going to start from verse 16. But the context there is that, so Solomon is now established as a king, right? And litigilis lukatito at the beginning of that chapter, he made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and then he married Pharaoh's daughter. And so we see, and so at this time that he married Pharaoh's daughter, the palace is not yet in place. And it is Sakiwa, this palace that David secured material for Solomon to build. It is still being this house for the Lord that David wanted to build. It is still in the process of construction. And so litigilis lukatito that Solomon and the people of Israel used to go and offer sacrifices in Tabeni, you know, and that did not sit kakuhle nobabo, because I just want to read it. The people were sacrificing at high places. However, because no house had yet been built for the name of the Lord, hallelujah, bazalwane, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father, only that he sacrificed and made offerings at high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. And so every now and again, Solomon would then go to Gibeon. At this particular point, he's now at Gibeon. And then the Lord appears to Solomon. Ato tiko ku Solomon. Ask, what shall I give you? Ufuna ntoni, Solomon? And Solomon then speaks to the Lord and says, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness and in righteousness and uprightness of heart towards you. And then his final request is that I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people? The Bible says in verse 10, it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. Now we are going to verse 15. Solomon awoke and behold, he recognizes that this is the dream. And so then he then leaves Gibeon, comes back to Jerusalem. He stood, hallelujah, before the Ark of the Covenant of God, and he offered up burnt sacrifices, peace offerings, and made a feast for all of his servants. He is doing this on the basis of the sacrifice that he has just made in Gibeon, where God has spoken divinity to him. And then in that place, so after the sacrifice, after the place of worship, standing before the Ark of God, Solomon is now settled in his throne as king. Then two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. Nigade the chronology of events, Bazalane. Nigade the chronology of events. Solomon has just come from a place of promise and covenant between him and God. He has come from a place of answered prayer. He has come from a place of sacrifice before God. He has come from a place of holiness. He has come from a place of reminding himself of the Ark of Covenant between him and God. Literally, Swilgatiko, as he stood clearly in his throne as a judge and a king over Israel, two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. Hallelujah, Barcelona. Hallelujah, glory be to Jesus. Oh my God, abathengisa ngomsimba, glory be to Jesus. Those who offer
a temporary pleasure. Hallelujah. Those who offer izinto esizoshiya phemhlabeni, they came and stood before the king after such a powerful encounter between him and God. The one woman said, "Oh my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth to a child while she was in the house." Hallelujah. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also gave birth, and we were alone, and there was no one literally else with us in the house. Glory be to Jesus. Kuyenzeka mntase ekhaya ngamanye amaxesha uzibhaqe uvalele nendlini nomuntu whose intentions are not pure towards you. Uzibhaqe uvaleleke endlini inhliziyo yakho ivalelekile nabantu abangendawo nezinto ezingendawo mhlawumbe nomtholi himself through the things that we harbor in our hearts. Kuyenzeka mntase ekhaya uba sicinga uba mhlawumbe we are enclosed in a place of safety kanti sizivalele nezinto zobumnyama. This morning sithi sakuzala noma umnyama buzibhaqe buzala 3 days later, sithi sakuqhubeka thina sisenza izinto ezilungileyo ngoba ubumnyama cannot sustain itself. Bazalwane, kwenzeka into yobona izinto zobumnyama zibhubhe, sithi sihlele endaweni thinking we are safe kanti sihleli nezikhali zikamtyholi himself. Little Israel got tickle, and this woman's son died in the night because the things of the dark, they die in the dark. Barcelona, the things of the dark, they die in the dark because she lay on him and she arose at midnight and took my son beside me while your servant slept and laid him at her breast and laid her dead son at my breast. That evil diabolical exchange. Bantwana basekhaya, siyigade indlu esihleli kuyo, siyigade uba kule ndlu kule ndawo esihleli kuyo nokholo lwethu. What do we have around us? Isekhona inkohlo mntasekhaya, kusekhona ungaxoleli this morning, kusekhona uhleba ngabantu bengakwenzanga nto, kusekhona ukuba nomona, kusekhona ukurhalela izinto zikamelwane, kusekhona ukubulala ngenhliziyo. Siyigade indawo esihleli kuyo, hlezi nje sihleli nezinto ezizawuvula ucanga uba izinto zethu zithi seziphila sivuke ekuseni sele zingaphili sele zitshintshiwe. You see what I'm learning out of this story, it is the first case where God displays the wisdom of Solomon. These two women are coming, and the accuser, you know, the one whose child has been stolen, is laying her case in supplication before the king, and the accuser is refusing blatantly that I have done this thing. And then Solomon says, hallelujah. Solomon says, the one says, "This is my son that is alive and your son is dead." And the other says, "No, but your son is dead and my son is the living one." And the king said, "Bring me a sword." Hallelujah. So a sword was brought before the king. Hallelujah, bazalwane. You see, when the Lord, when the righteous judgment of God, it comes to judge both the quick and the dead, bazalwane, kuyacaca ukuba inhliziyo zethu ziphi na. Kuye kucace in those situations ukuba inhliziyo zethu ziphi na. Sithi xa sesohlulekile to discern for ourselves, the Lord allows a situation that is going to cause a perfect divide between ubumnyama nokukhanya. You see, the one who chooses light is the one that belongs to God. The one who chooses is darkness, he has acela when the judgment of God rests upon us, and it is the righteous judgment of God. Then the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because her heart yearned for her son, "Oh my Lord, give her the living child and by no means put him to death." But the other said, "He shall be neither mine nor yours, divide him." Then the king answered and said, "Give the living child to the first woman and by no means put him to death because she is the mother. Yacho yankhumbuza abasalwane the scripture that says apho inhliziyo yethu, where our heart is, therein also is our treasure. Inhliziyo yethu nezinto that we surround ourselves with ziyahambelana this morning basalwane siyahamba asisathi siyazilungisa phambi kwakho Thixo sihlele ebukhoneni bakho sihlele emakhosini akho xa sisathi nguye Yehova ekuseni siyakudumisa siyakuvuma ukuba unguThixo izinto esizithandayo ziyayicacisa inhliziyo yethu uba iphi na. This morning 1 minute after 6 we're coming back to take your calls on 012-334-1322. Your messages on 082-657-2729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
13 minutes after 6 this morning. Wow, thank you so much, Sis Nancy. Thank you for keeping and covering all bases in prayer this morning. Siyathandaza bazalwane between 5 and 7. Umsebenzi wethu kuthandaza. And the Lord bless you as you continue, you know, to pray. Ungavumi your altar of prayer. Imoshakale, imoshwe you, whatever it is that is messing it up. Ungavumi mzalwane. Don't allow the enemy to do that. There's a very powerful message that Shalom Jay is sending this morning. I'm really, really just what's the right word? My heart is grieved. Let me put it that way. You know, just recognizing that out of all things, as children of God, that we present before the throne of God for the Lord to help us with gossip, bazalwane, njani, like it doesn't make sense to me. How does a child of God not understand the deadly venom that comes with gossip? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me how, as the church, you know, we insist. Yeah, hey, I don't know. Like, you know, there's certain things. Maybe I'm also being a little bit subjective. Okara, there's certain things that are obvious. Yabon, like, you know, angeke unqaphele umzalwane. Yabo, like, in fact, angeke unqaphele na anyone. You know, you have to. There's certain things that are obvious. And from where I'm standing, you know, most when you are gossiping, you don't need a dictionary. You don't need AI to interpret. You know when you're gossiping. Why? At what point does it become okay, you know, that you gossip? The other day, I had a weird experience and I was sitting and thinking, okay, this is a bit strange. So I'm giving somebody a call, right? And then they answer my call and then they realize it's my voice and then they put the phone down and then I call them again and then they shut the phone. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. That's the sort of thing I wouldn't do. And if I'm in a fix, I can't take your call, quickly text, listen, I'll call you back. I would never do that. And then be silent and pretend as if I've done nothing. You see, these are the things, Basalwane, that I think when we don't, these little foxes that ruin our vineyards in bloom, and you find us going around the same mountain over and over and over and over because we are not disciplining ourselves to be subjected to the fire, la fire mamatla bebeteta ngayo, to the fire that is able to burn the flesh so that that which Christ has deposited in us may come out and it may come out in its abundance. And you see, sometimes we don't take seriously the warning of God because we are still in the comfort of people who are agreeing with us when we are gossiping. We are still in the comfort perhaps of money. You know, we've got money all around us, so we think nothing can touch us. We are still in the comfort of maybe powerful people. About every single action, it has a reaction. And this morning, I don't know. Ingaske man, you know, sonke, myself, everybody. Ingaske utikwanga sneda. You know, that when I know that my heart is not in the right place, let me not insist on my lies or insist on bad behavior, you know, and think and hope that just because God does nothing about it today, that nothing, that's a seed that I have planted. Little is little, oh God cannot be mocked. What we sow, we reap it. We reap what we sow. May the Lord really help us. Blessings, Ayanda and family. Many people feel they are entangled in Leviathan's coils. That there's one important thing to know about the spirit. Where we have dishonored others, it finds legal ground to attack us. It's all about honor and dishonor when we gossip and speak evil of others. We bring dishonor to Elohim, others, and ourselves. I could not agree more. And so may the Lord really help us, Barcelona. You know, we are at such an opportune time. And I suppose, you know, maybe this message is for me or maybe not for you. And that's okay. For those that understand that their situation, you know, with the things of the flesh is not at a complete matter before God. May the Lord really help us this morning as we subject ourselves to his workmanship. Sis Nancy has requested a song, and she requested this song last week as well. And I couldn't play it. So this morning, and Kwazi Mazalwane, Mom, I absolutely can't not play it. Mom Alice, good morning to you. Thando Sezulu. Sis Nancy, your song is definitely coming. The Lord bless you, Ma.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.